This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you become part of the solution, it's really simple. Just get informed. And as I always say to people, look, I'm right-wing conservative, whatever. I do not get all my information from Newsmax or Fox. It's just like if you're on the left right now trolling me, which is, I'm fine with, whatever. But if you're on the left right now, you should not be getting all your information from MSNBC, CNN, ABC, the EFT. You should be looking at other publications. There are many good publications out there that are middle of the road. They give you the honest facts. The other thing that I find that I do, and you can see it the minute you go there, if you go to MSNBC and you look at their headline, and you go to Fox News and you look at their headline, they're two different planets. They were at two different events. And you know the truth is somewhere in the middle. And use that noggin that God gave you to be able to work it through and you know, put some common sense to some of this stuff. And that's really the big deal, is that we don't think for ourselves anymore. And I just went through this with a friend of mine about the Judeo-Christian roots of this country. And you can't just throw God out the window. It doesn't work that way, but we'll talk more about that later on. So always appreciate your time with me. I really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So Mark Beckler is going to join me after the break. He's the president of the Convention of States Foundation and the Convention of States Action. Now, they've got over 5 million supporters and activists. And the push, and look, you guys heard me talking to Rick Green about this, I think it was last year or the year before. And I wasn't comfortable with this. I said, because, you know, if the progressives have control of these states in any way, shape, manner, or form, can do anything to get in the way, then God only knows what will come out being. So he explained to me how it worked at the time, but Mark has really, he's really getting the message out there, letting people know why this is so important. How you close the loopholes that our founding fathers could have never or may have never thought of. We've gotten so far away from God and family that you can no longer thump on the Bible to use as a guideline. And, you know, it's really, like I was saying earlier, it's kind of funny. Historically, if you actually do your homework and you check, our founding fathers didn't want religion taught in school. So let's make a distinction there, okay? They didn't want Christianity taught for Christianity's sake. And if you read their letters and you read the journals, you find out what they wanted was the principles of the Bible. Old Testament and New Testament. They wanted, you know, from a Christian standpoint, they wanted the principles, the general precepts of the Bible of Christianity should be taught because they're good and healthy. This is according to our founding fathers, not Joe Messina. And, you know, many times I'll get somebody, send me an email, go, prove it. I'm not proving anything. You go look it up. You do the homework. Because when you're spoon-fed, you don't remember anything. No, seriously. I find that when you spoon-feed stuff to people, they don't really take it and they don't give it any credence. But when they do it, it's a whole different animal. What I think is really funny is these atheists who go to write books about, they're going to prove that God doesn't exist. How many of you know that what they end up doing is proving that God does exist? They prove to themselves that God does exist. Isn't that amazing? And there's been plenty of people out there trying to prove that, you know, Christ never was. And what they end up proving is that Christ was. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Ted Koppel predicted that without Trump, CNN's ratings would end up in the toilet. And I got to tell you, I mean, think about this. It's all they talked about 24-7, right? They're not going to say anything bad about Joey B. They're not going to say anything bad about Kamala Harris. And so now they got nothing. They got Bupkis. So what are they doing? I love it. They're picking on, they're picking on Newsmax, right? ON. They're picking on anything that is conservative outside of the norm of Twitter and Facebook or what have you. Which I just think is hilarious. So Ted Koppel said that CNN's ratings would be in a toilet without Donald Trump. In a 2018 interview, words said that appear just as the network's numbers continue to fall. I mean, they're not falling. They're tumbling. When you look at how many people they usually lose on a regular basis, somebody with a boatload of money is just feeding them just because they want them around. Well, on stage for a National Press Club panel, Koppel said that Trump had been very, very good for the journalist industry, or journalism industry. Is that what you can you still call it that? Was it really journalism? The ratings are up. It means you can't do without Donald Trump. You'd be lost without Donald Trump, he said at the time. Now, Brian Stetler, you know, little, he's like a little gnome, isn't he? Right? He vehemently disagreed with Koppel. Because, you know, he's so much smarter than anybody else in the room. You ever notice that about him? There's no substance to his show. Absolutely none. Most of the time, there's no truth in his show either. But no substance to his show whatsoever. Yet he knows more than everybody else. You know, yours truly, as tough as I could be, I consider myself pretty humble. I know I don't know it all. That's why I bring those people on. I don't challenge the real professionals because I didn't go to college for it. I'm not in that field. So I'm a senior host. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Hopefully you're going to learn a lot about, if you're paying attention, about the convention states. Be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I was just at a Heritage conference here in Austin, Texas.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, listen, get involved, get engaged. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Really, seriously. You've got to listen and get informed. Don't be a victim of that last tweet or whatever it is you saw go by your phone or what have you. And that's what a lot of us do. We think we know what we're talking about. And look, I'm guilty of the same thing. You guys know, buddy, a little over a year ago, Rick Green and I were going back and forth on this convention in the States. And out of ignorance, I kept saying, I don't trust it. I don't trust the people that run these states. I don't trust the legislators. I don't trust the governors. And he tried to explain it to me, but being the stubborn little Italian boy that I am, I just couldn't get it. But I've been listening to Mark Meckler for a while, and this guy has got it together. He understands it. He knows what it means. And hopefully, I believe he can, explain it to us so we get it. Maybe I'll get it this time, too, Mark. Mark, thanks for coming to the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. Look, any friend of Rick Green's is a good friend of mine just from the start.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, so just give us, we'll start off with the 80,000 foot view of this. What is a convention? Do we get together and we go, you know, chasing people around at the convention and having some drinks and wine? How does this work?
Okay, I'm going to back up maybe to the 100,000 foot level and say that one thing I know you and I have in common, all your listeners have in common, is we know the federal government is out of control. We all know it.
Yep.
We're all watching TV. We're all watching it on the web. It's been this way for quite a while. The founders knew that was going to happen. Literally, they said in 1787, 2 days before the end of convention, Colonel George Mason stands up before the convention. He says, "We got a problem. We gave the power to Congress to propose amendments, but we didn't give it to the people acting through the states." And he asked the question, are we so naive that we believe that a federal government out of control or that becomes a tyranny will propose amendments to restrain its own tyranny? It's literally a ridiculous question. I imagine they laughed. Madison's notes reflect that nincom, it's Latin, it's short for no comment. Now, one person objected to what Mason was saying, and in fact, they unanimously put a provision in the United States Constitution, the second clause of Article 5, that says basically, hey, when the government gets out of control, we can rise up through the states, call a convention, and propose amendments to restrain federal tyranny. That's what the Convention of States Project is all about. It's about restoring the Constitution, saving the Constitution by using the Constitution.
Yeah, and, you know, again, the stuff that's always scared me, though, is there's got to be something in there. How would they get around this? How can they get around this and get what I say they, you know what I'm talking about, the people on the hard left, the progressives. Is there something they can do to thwart this?
Okay, so the short answer is no. Now, I'll give you the longer answer. I'll start with this, Joe, and this is really important. You know, I have a long public track record. I've been in politics 11 years. I was one of the co-founders of the Tea Party movement in America. Now, I've sued the IRS on behalf of the Tea Party. He's got a $3.7 million judgment out of them. Like, I've been in the public eye for a long time. I'm a conservative guy. Like, guys like Rick Green are my good friends and supporters. Levin, Limbaugh, Hannity, Glenn Beck, Cal Thomas this week endorsed our project. So conservatives across the country, top to bottom, left to right, are in support of this. There's not a single nationally known conservative that's opposed to it. The flip side is every single leftist organization in America signed a press release against this. It was led by Common Cause and Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Those are both Soros organizations. The list included every one of them, I'm not kidding, Planned Parenthood, La Raza, Code Pink, Socialist Party of America.
Surprised.
MoveOn.org,
shocked,
Daily
I'm
Possible.
Telling you. I'm shocked. I'm surprised that they would sign on.
Okay, so look, so they're against this. So this is the thing, Joe. Right? If I described that to you, if somebody came to me and said what I just said, and they said, Mark, I won't tell you what the issue is. It's in this black box right here. Which side are you on? Well, you and I would say, well, Beck and Limbaugh and Hannity and Levin and all those guys. Of course, I don't even need to know what the issue is. So that's the reality of Convention of States. So I say to people who don't know anything about it, like, which side are you on? Are you on Code Pink, La Raza, Planned Parenthood, MoveOn.org, and Daily Cause, or Levin, Limbaugh, Hannity, Beck, Shapiro, and Rick Green, and Meckler, and which side? So the reality, and so number one, all of those people say that it can't run away. That includes all nationally known conservative constitutional scholars in America, too. Robbie George at Princeton, Randy Barnett at Georgetown, John Eastman, formerly at Chapman, Mark Levin, all of them say it can't run away. Here's the bottom line in the end. Let's assume everything I'm saying is wrong. Convention goes out of control. It takes 38 states to ratify anything. I'll put the same challenge to your show that I put on literally all these other shows. I made this challenge to millions of people. If you think the convention can get out of control, and you're worried about some crazy amendment they might do, let's say it's repeal the Second Amendment. And I challenge you this. This is my personal email. I'm going to give it out. It's crazy. I know. It's mmeckler, M-M-E-C-K-L-E-R, at COSAction.com. If you think it can run away, tell me the amendment you're worried about and list the 38 states. So I've been doing this 8 years. I've made that offer to millions of people. I've received a sum total of zero emails.
Well, no, listen, and that's it. It's all about ignorance. You know, Rick was telling me about, when they came down to ratify the vote on, President Biden, and there were senators who didn't know what their constitutional rights were. There were senators. I mean, how do you raise your hand and swear to uphold the Constitution when you don't even know what's in it? You don't even know what your rights are. Ignorance. Just ignorance.
Well, and we're trained to be ignorant. And Rick will tell you this as a lawyer. I'm a lawyer also. We didn't read the Constitution in law school. I had somebody ask me this about 8 years ago. Mark, did you read the Constitution in law school? I was offended, Joe. That's ridiculous. I took constitutional law. Of course I read the Constitution. And then I thought about it and I thought, wow, no. I read what people had written about it, what justices had said it meant, but we never read it. We never looked for original intent. We never read what the founders said that it meant. We never read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. I didn't know jack about the Constitution. And, you know, we've had to learn it on our own subsequent. I've learned a lot of it from Rick and David Barton and guys you know. I've had to dig in to figure out what it meant. So that's why you get senators and congressmen that have no idea what it means. We have raised a generation or a couple generations of intentionally ignorant people about the United States Constitution.
Yeah, well, Mark, I grew up a block and a half from the Old North Church, and I'm sure you've been down there, okay?
Yeah.
I used to hide in Copse Hill Cemetery on Halloween night to scare the people walking by both sides of the cemetery. I mean, I grew up in that history. And so you did hear stories from people. You did kind of get an idea, but you really didn't get the depth of what it was all about until I left and started reading more and more about history. And I was like, wow, I was there. I grew up there. I was standing in that doorway. Do you know what I'm saying? It starts to come alive for you. But we don't hear much about it. I got to go for a break. There's a lot more I want to cover with you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. I joked at the biblical citizenship class. I'm the only guy in the room that could claim that he was thrown off the USS Constitution by a sailor. And
what?
Well, when I was a kid, we used to sneak on the Constitution and we'd make fun of it because, you know.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. This is Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you want text alerts, because you haven't figured out how to put the show in your schedule yet, if you want a text alert, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222, and you'll get an alert that the show's getting ready to start. And I do appreciate, I just don't want to be a nudge, you know, that's what we used to say where I grew up. I don't want to have to keep poking you. I appreciate the time you spend with me, and frankly, you know, you've got to be listening to shows that you're going to get something out of. Don't listen to shows just to entertain yourself, just to kind of feed your brain, if you would, but get shows that are really going to give you some information that you can step out on, you can help out with, you can actually move in your communities. I'm in full agreement with Rand Paul. Forget the federal level. This is my own personal opinion. We'll see what Mark has to say. Forget the federal level. Take back your school districts. Look, those kids out in the streets that are rioting and smashing windows and trying to protest the president out of his office, we did this to them. We failed in the education world. We did this to them. Take back your school districts. Make sure history is being taught properly. Make sure government's being taught properly. And, you know, I went to school in Boston. Maybe that says a lot. I don't know. I didn't know about the Convention of States. But Mark Meckler does. He's the president of the Convention of States Foundation, Convention of States Action, COSA, C-O-S-A, and you have over 5 million supporters and activists. God bless you, Mark, for doing this. This wasn't an easy lift, I know.
No, but look, it's one of those things you get called to do. You're saying something that's so important. First of all, I just want to add, answer your calling. God has a role for every single one of us. I'm not shy in professing my faith and telling people what I think they ought to do. There's nothing in the Bible that tells us that we should sit on our hands and watch the world collapse around us. It is in God's hands. God's in control, but that doesn't mean we're not supposed to fight. We're actually supposed to fight until the very end. We're supposed to put on the full armor of God and fight. And what you're talking about, and I do agree, is fight at the local level. This is so critical. I think what happens, Joe, is people watch TV, they watch Fox News or whatever. What they see is they see folks on national TV. It's sexy, right? It's Congress. That's where all the news is. That's not where most of the action is. Most of the action is on your city council, in your school board, on your county board. These people are making decisions, often unopposed, often without any input, often without people even going to the meetings, that affect you, affect your kids, affect your property value, affect the services you receive. This is the core of American politics. That's where it starts. So I would just throw out a challenge. Run for office. If you want to run for office, what you do is you got to get started 2 years or so before it's time to run.
Yeah, amen.
Join the Lions Club, right? Go to Toastmasters. Yep. Show up at community barbecues. This is the hard work of restoring our society.
Mark, you're the first guy that's come on the show that's gone down that road, and I keep telling people that. Go to the bake sales. Go to the – to let people know who you are and what you're all about. And to your point a minute ago, there was a congressman out there that has gone to work, and there was 200 people in his office at his meeting screaming about something he was doing. When you're a school board member, and I walk in – most of the time I walk into the school board, there's 20 people in the room. Somebody wants to complain about a food product we put in or whatever. And when I walk into the boardroom, and there's 200 or 300 people there, I know we're in trouble. Something has teed them off. Congressmen don't see that. They don't get down to that level. So you're right. It's the school boards, the water boards, the city council. So important to what's going on. Hey, let's circle back. Oh, I hate to use that word. I'm sorry. I've been listening to Saki too much.
Well, I won't call you Jen. It's okay.
Thank you. So let's come back around to the convention states, for instance. How does that play out? Give me one. Just take out one state. So how does that play out in any one state? How do people get involved with it, and what can they expect to see?
Yeah, so I'll give you a specific example right now. There's a bunch of states that are really moving right now. We just passed the House in North Carolina. We passed the House in South Carolina. Passed the Assembly in Wisconsin. The process goes like this. There's a resolution that's filed by a member of the legislature. The resolution is always the same. It says that we want to call a convention for three purposes. We want to talk about imposing fiscal restraints on the federal government, like a balanced budget amendment or something like that. We want to talk about imposing term limits on federal officials. By the way, that includes not just Congress, but the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the staffers, the deep state, as we call them. And then the third thing is we want to impose scope and jurisdictional limits. So that gets filed in one or both houses of a state legislature, goes through the committee process, gets to the floor, and gets voted on. And so we do that. We bring in our grassroots. For example, I'm working in Ohio, North Carolina, South Carolina, Wisconsin pretty heavily right now. I was in Ohio last week. We had a huge rally, 200 people in the atrium of the state house. Wow. A bunch of legislators came out. They don't see that many people show up in the legislature on a single issue like that. We go out. We teach people how to lobby. We teach them how to contact and have good conversations with their legislators, how to convince them to co-sponsor, to support. And then we move it through the legislative process. And importantly, Joe, what you're doing in the process, if you get signed up and you help and you're writing to your legislator, you're learning how the process works. So if you're thinking of running for office someday, this is the best grassroots training there is.
Yeah, and I agree with you. They need to have an understanding. I've always told people, look, I've been really, and God put me in this, man. I didn't have a political bone in my body. And when I got to where I got to, why we moved here, I know now, I didn't know then. I got a call from a congressman because I was into computers at the time. And he said, look, I hear you're pretty smart with computers. I got the senior center. They're getting in a lot of trouble hopping on the internet. Could you help? Maybe put a class together, teach them how to stay out of trouble. I said, sure I can. So I did that. I met some more congressmen. I met some local officials. And before you knew it, we were kind of sucked into it, if you would. And when you saw things happening, I mean, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that it seemed like when they stepped on the floor of the state house or they stepped into the school board room, they put their Christianity or their belief in God, you know, up on the door because you can't bring it into a government office, can you? So... See, this is the mindset they had. Doesn't work that way. We need to be who we are in and out of those seats. You know. Again, I got to give Rick credit for this, and even another friend of mine, Brad from Pacific Justice Institute. You know Brad well, right? He's on my show every Tuesday.
Yep.
And I wanted to bring your Bible to school day. This is the first year it actually. Last year was the first year it actually fell on a Thursday that we were in session. So I said, Brad, I may need your help. I'm bringing my Bible to the school board meeting, okay? I believe I have a right to do that. So he gave me some pointers. I went in and just started reading what our founding fathers said about the Bible, what they said about prayer. And I'm like, go ahead, stop me. And they didn't. And I got so many, this is where our friends need to understand. I got so many positive emails from teachers. I got one from, at the time, the head of the union, who thanked me for doing that. because nobody sticks up for them. Nobody speaks up for them. We need to understand there's a lot of us out there, don't we?
Yeah, like, I think you're saying something that is critically important, Joe. I found this throughout the course of my life. When you stand up and you do something that seems scary, when you do it because you know it's right, right? Because you are convicted that this is the right thing to do, and you know that you're probably going to get criticized for it, and you might get attacked for it. What generally happens, you may get attacked for it, you may get criticized, but what you'll find is you draw people to yourself who are looking for somebody to stand. Everybody wants to see somebody stand. Everybody wishes, like, I wish I could do that. I wish I had the strength. And when you do it, when you're the person who has the strength, you draw that strength to yourself in the form of other people.
Yep.
And my son's in law school right now. He's out of George Mason University. There was a big controversy. There was starting to be a bunch of BLM madness on campus out there. And it's a pretty conservative school. And he called me up and he said, you know, I want to take a stand. I want to do something about this. I gave him some coaching on how, you know, first of all, how to do it in a Christian way. Like, first you go to your brothers and sisters,
right.
Tell them your concerns. You don't air that publicly. He did that. They basically told him to go pound sand. And he told him, look, I'm going to write an article. So he got an article. He got it placed in Legal Insurrection, a big nationally known blog. Levin retweeted it. Shapiro retweeted it. Like, it was an explosive thing. And what happened was he became sort of the center of the conservative universe at the law school. People thought, wow, this guy's got some cojones, right? He's willing to stand. I want to know him. I want to stand with him. And a bunch more people stood.
Yeah, listen, I had kids approach me from high school, conservative Christian kids, and say, you know, thanks for standing for us. I go, no, you guys need to stand for yourselves. How can I help you? They need more out there doing that. When some of the questions I'm getting, we'll hit on the other side of the break, is can the Fed stop this in any way? Can SCOTUS stop this in any way, the convention of states, from a standpoint of, you know, if they come up with whatever they come up with whatever the final say is, can SCOTUS say, no, you went about it all wrong, it was unconstitutional, you can't do that. Let's hit that on the other side. Joe Bucina, your host, Coco Farr, a lot more coming up. Yeah, get your notebook out, okay? Or you can always go back at the show later on. I don't care how you do it, but pay attention. We'll be right back.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
No Irish mambo. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Always a great conversation going. They have a couple of chat rooms out there, but the one on the website's the best one to go to. And the same thing, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there on the website. I want to get back to it because I can tell you got to get informed. Please don't be these people that, you know, just you throw up a post, you retweet a tweet, or you redo a story that you haven't checked in. I've been guilty. I've been caught a couple times with it. But read it and understand it so we don't become them. We don't start spewing misinformation. You want to make sure you're well-informed and that you have a clue. And that's why I bring the experts on. I even tell you, don't listen to me. Frankly, I even tell you, don't even, you know, you got to check your pastor, too. They make mistakes as well. But really check out what we're saying. I mean, we say some exciting stuff, but make sure that we're telling you the truth. I would never lie to you on purpose. I mean, I make mistakes, like I said. But check it out. Make sure you have the real information. That's why I bring people on like Mark Meckler. He's the president of the Convention of States Foundation, Convention of States Action. And, boy, Mark, I really do appreciate what you got going on there. Seriously. I know what a heavy lift it is.
It is. You know, we had a question before the break. I don't want to skip that. The question was, you know, can the Supreme Court or Congress intervene in the Convention of States? Can they overturn what it does? And the answer is absolutely not. And this is prescribed by the Constitution, and specifically, remember why it was put in the Constitution. It was designed so that the states could wire around the federal government, literally, so that if it got out of control, if Congress got out of control, if the courts got out of control, if the president got out of control, that the states could get together and essentially override the federal government. That's the entire purpose. So the Supreme Court can't do anything about it. Congress has no real role in it. President can't do anything to stop it. This is one of the reasons I love it so much. This is something that we, the people, can do to restore constitutional governance.
Has it been done before?
Never. And I love that about it. Like, I'm one of these guys that, tell me something can't be done, and I'm going to go do it. I love that. And, you know, look, a lot of your listeners will know the guy that turned me on to this idea. His name is Michael Ferris. Mike is the founder of the homeschool movement in America.
Yeah. Yep.
Founded HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association. When Mike did that, by the way, in the 1970s, Joe, most people don't know this, homeschooling was illegal in all 50 states in one way or another.
Wow.
So people don't know this. We just think, oh, yeah, people homeschool their kids. No, it was illegal. So Mike set out to do this, at make it legal at a time when there's no internet and there's no cell phones. Can you imagine? Like, how do you do a national movement at that time? He did it. Homeschool's now legal. He came to me one day and he said, Mark, you're approaching this problem all wrong. You elected the largest swing class in Congress since 1938. Nothing changed. That's because it's not about the personnel. It's about the structure. We have a broken structure.
Yeah.
And unless you fix that structure and go something closer to what the founders intended, we're always going to get a bad result. So we're going to fix the structure. We're going to answer the question, who decides, with we the people decide, instead of Washington, D.C. decides.
Yeah, no, I agree. The structure is broken. But, you know, again, it goes back to they don't know. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know what they have the ability to do. You know, I think some of these guys get in there and you know, they're gung-ho when they get in there. They get totally frustrated not being able to get anything done. They don't know what the Constitution says. I mean, we have some people in Congress right now that they're calling, you know, crazy and nut jobs and all this other stuff. Why? Because they're spewing the Constitution. What is that? You know, I don't know if you caught this. You probably did catch this. You guys are all over this. When Jerry Nadler got up and he said, God has no place in this chamber, I passed out on the floor here. I couldn't believe that those kind of words would come out of his mouth. I'm saying, obviously, they've never studied the Constitution. They've never even read one letter from one founding father to another founding father for them to have to make that statement. I mean, did that floor you?
Well, you know, the thing is, if you go into Congress, if you go into the Senate chamber, if you go into the House chamber, there are all kinds of references to God in those chambers. On the walls! Like, literally, so when he says God has no place, well, you know, it's Jerry Nadler. Maybe he just can't read.
I can have a lot of fun with this, but I'm going to be a good boy. That was a big deal. Homeschooling was illegal. That's very interesting. And you're right. He made it happen without having the use of the internet and all that other stuff. Probably actually had to write letters, actually had to pick up the phone. And in those days, long distance charges were big bucks. It wasn't like your cell phone. We could call anywhere for next to nothing. So, all right, well, that's good because again, that was part of the question was, you know, SCOTUS has not been the group we thought they were going to be. And listen, when you see Rick, you can tell him, I told you they were not going to be the group that you thought they were going to be.
I'm going to push back, and I am going to push back in one place, though, that I think is really important. So, and Rick and I have talked a lot about this. I was just with Kelly Shackelford, who runs First Liberty.
Right.
One of the most important constitutional religious freedom litigators in the country. According to Kelly, we within the next year will experience more religious liberty in the United States of America than we've had in over 100 years. We are winning all the religious liberty cases. It's really extraordinary. The court's doing good things. There are two primary cases, bad rulings that have been around for a long time that really affect the free exercise of religion. Kelly would tell you that if you had asked him, say, 5 years ago, would we ever see those cases overruled in his lifetime, he would have said no. He would have said we might chip away around the edges. He says in the next year, likely both of those will be overruled. So we're making great progress. And this is important for me to say this because there's so much bad stuff going on. It's easy to wallow in the badness, in the darkness. There's also light happening. I also think there's a great awakening taking place in America right now. I travel all over the country. I've been in 48 states in the last couple of years. I meet people on the ground all over the country. People come into Christ. people who are bringing their faith into legislatures all over the country. There is a great awakening taking place right now.
Oh, listen, I don't want to sound like the downer, because I'm stuck in this all the time. I've seen it. We've got something going on my board. You know, I'm sifting through 260 emails for a meeting that's coming up next week. We've got 22,000 kids in our district, you know, and you're looking at this, and you're right. There is an awakening going on. Look at what we're seeing with moms stepping into the school board, and dads, too, now stepping up. Usually we only saw moms. Now we see dads jumping in into the mix and speaking to the school board. And frankly, in some cases, justifying yelling at the school board, saying, "What are you people doing? Look at what you're teaching my child," kind of thing. So I agree with you. And, you know, and Brad Dacus has really brought me along, too, to a big degree, because he's able to give me the tools that I need for stupid, you know, stupid little wins. When they wiped out all the Jesus songs in our district, and I said, "Brad, this can't be right." And he said, "No, it's not right. SCOTUS has said that it's okay to have Jesus songs at Christmas time because it's part of our culture." So I was able to get the ruling. I was able to get the letter from Brad. I gave it to every principal and our superintendent. I said, "I fully expect when I show up at a Christmas event that I'm going to hear Jesus songs." And they went, "No problem." So we have to speak up. And, well, it's what it is. We're all, most people, and I've learned this from you guys, most people will just go, "Oh, yeah, that's not constitutional." Well, no. Don't just say that. Call somebody who has a clue and find out. And guys like Brad and Rick and yourself will help you move through it and actually make a difference. That's how you make changes.
You know, so there's something coming up that your listeners can get involved in that's important, I think, is the week of Constitution Day, right? So September 17th. That week, every organization in every school district that receives federal funding is required to teach the United States Constitution. It's a federal statute, and a lot of them don't do it. And I recommend that people go to their school, go to the principal. Here's how I recommend you do it, though. Don't go and say, "You have to teach the Constitution." You go and say, "Hey, look, I heard this was a federal law. I heard people are going to be pushing this. I want to make sure our school looks good and not bad. What's your plan? Like, what's your plan for teaching the Constitution so we don't get in trouble for not doing it?" Offer to help provide materials. You can go to Rick. He'll give you materials for teaching the Constitution during Constitution Week. But we, individually, as parents, grandparents, interested citizens, have to compel our schools to do these things.
See, so, Mark, and that's why I tell people, just because you don't have kids in school doesn't mean you can't be involved locally, because you have grandkids, nieces, nephews, what have you. Speak to them. Speak to your kids, you know, that have your grandkids. Make sure you go to the school board meetings, the PTA meeting. Look, the PTA loves having anybody there. Anybody who bake brownies and show up at the meeting, come on down. And that's where you get to speak and talk to people, and you can make a difference. But we can't back out just because we think it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming at times, but we can win. I've had little wins like keeping which I never thought I'd be able to do. I've been able to keep Planned Parenthood off our campuses. I just got rid of the 1619 information. There were links to the white deconstructionalism. Little wins, but if nobody said anything, they would get solidified there, and you wouldn't be able to remove them. So I appreciate what you're doing.
You started. It's all about working local. You know, if you think about Nehemiah in the Bible, you rebuild the wall that's right next to you. That's the place that you work. Don't worry about the one that's 2,000 miles away in Congress. Work on the wall right next to you.
No, let somebody else have that job. It's too big. Mark, how do people help you, help the organization, get involved? What do you need from us?
Yeah, go to conventionofstates.com. You sign the petition there. That'll inform your state legislators you're in support. And then go to the top and click the Take Action tab. This is the important part. Take action. Get involved. Volunteer. We'll train you up. We'll teach you how to be an effective activist. And you can help save the nation.
Well, Mark, thanks for being with me. I really, really did enjoy it and appreciate your time. And keep up the good work. We'll have you back on again. All right, people, don't go far. We're going to talk about Joey D's babblings over the last few days and how he blew it again. How he looks at a 12-year-old and thinks she's 19. God bless America. We'll be back soon.